Hi, this is Manda Johnson, and I am the host of Coaching from the Kitchen podcast. My passion is to educate you on what I've discovered throughout my health journey, which is about 20 years now. I want to share that information and encourage you to strive for better health yourself. Coaching from the Kitchen promotes a multi-therapeutic approach to achieve the ultimate health and lifestyle goals you and your family deserve. This means we will coach you on all aspects of your life, from clean meal planning to fast workouts and everything in between, to make you and your family feel fantastic for years to come. Thanks for tuning in to Coaching from the Kitchen podcast. And here's my latest podcast now. In today's episode, we are going to talk about what is glycemic load. While the glycemic index tells you how a food affects your blood sugar levels, it doesn't tell you how much of the particular food is in a serving. It is extremely important to take both the glycemic index and the glycemic load into consideration to understand the full effect a food has on your blood sugar. The glycemic load, sometimes referred as the GL, reflects not only the glycemic index of food, but also the amount digested. Each number of the glycemic load is equivalent to 1 gram of carbohydrates from pure glucose. The lower the glycemic load, the smaller the amount of glucose, which is best. The glycemic load is very important because it helps explain some glycemic index rankings that would otherwise be misleading. So let's take carrots as an example. Raw carrots are considered a high glycemic index food, even though they are relatively low in carbohydrates, and they have extreme health benefits. However, carrots have a low glycemic load because it would take almost 3 cups of carrots to equal 50 grams of carbohydrates. And that is on the high end of the glycemic load index. And, you know, since most people don't eat 3 cups of carrots in one sitting or even in one day, you can enjoy them in most meal plans that you have concerns with the, you know, if you're eating the low glycemic way of eating. Glycemic load paints a more realistic picture of how a food can affect blood sugar and glucose levels by taking into account the glycemic index of food and their serving sizes. When you put both the glycemic index and the glycemic load together to come up with a meal plan, you're on your way to following a low glycemic impact eating habit plan, which helps you choose food in appropriate amounts and in the correct combination to support low blood sugar levels for a longer period of time. So when you maintain normal blood sugar levels, this is extremely important, and that is what a lot of experts do. The dietitians and the weight management experts, they consider the glycemic index as a tool to reduce cravings and appetite and improve eating habits. And research shows that following a diet designed to keep the blood sugar from rising after meals help keep food from being stored as fat. Because remember, when your blood sugar rises quickly, your body increases insulin production. And that is going to tell your body to store the fat. One other thing I want to talk about today is the word or the concept of hypoglycemic. A lot of people know this, that's a possibility. So, and it's a word that people use often. So hypoglycemic relates to low blood sugar levels. Excuse me, low blood glucose. Level of glucose, which is the preferred body primary source of energy to fuel. That's just the easiest way for the body to use fuel. When this level goes too low, your body has low amounts of fuel to function normally. Hypoglycemic, or low blood glucose, may occur when a person is not eating frequently enough. Maybe they're exercising without the proper nutrient support, or when a diabetic has injected too much insulin. This can lead to extreme fatigue, sluggishness, and sometimes some really bad other damaging symptoms. Hypoglycemic is most commonly treated with diet modifications. So, if you are ready to take that next step, if you are wondering, you know, what does my food look like? Is it hypoglycemic? Am I on the rise for hypoglycemic? What's the, you know, glycemic load? Am I using all the wrong foods? Am I storing fat instead of burning it? These are all questions that are questions that people have asked me. So I encourage you to go ahead and log your food. If you are savvy, there's lots of different apps that you can use to just kind of log your food that way. If you like to write it down, you can always journal it, and I would like you to send it to me, because when you send it to me, I will be able to look at that log of food and I will be able to help you sort through your food choices, and I can help you make recommendations to switching up certain foods. So if you are wanting to take the next step, I encourage you to start food journaling and sending it to me, and then I can correspond with you and help you make better choices if needed. So if you're not feeling good, if you feel fatigued, if you can't lose that weight and you don't know what you're doing wrong, we can go ahead and work through all that. Email me your food log, Manda, M-A-N-D-A, at coachingfromthekitchen.com. You can also connect with me through my website, which is www.coachingfromthekitchen.com. Or if you want to check me out on Facebook, go right ahead. I'd love it for you to check me out, Coaching from the Kitchen. If you have any other ideas of different podcasts that you'd like to hear about, different concepts or that are health related, please let me know. I'd love to research that for you if I haven't already. But for now, I think we have covered everything we need to cover for eating the low glycemic way of eating, and I'd love to help you sort through your eating habits and help you to get on a path where you are going to be thriving and not just surviving. So until next time, I just want you to know that I am here for you, and if you have any questions, contact me. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.